Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Damn. Nah, she ain't that low-key.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Happy Thursday. Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
Yes, like we said, it's Thursday. A few things happening. So Kodak Black is having trouble staying out of trouble. He's violated his probation with a failed drug test. Now, in better news, we have a new Wale and J. Cole collaboration on the way, which Wale just announced yesterday. Also, Jay-Z and Kid Cudi are collaborating. Lotto has put out a new freestyle. It's a couple of things happening. So let's get down to it. But, you know, before we start, gotta say, follow the podcast. Make sure you stop what you're doing and subscribe right now. Hit that follow button. Hit the subscribe button. It's so easy. It takes 1 second to click. Make sure to do that so you can tap in with us right here on DX Daily. Now, let's get down to it. All right, so Kodak Black just doesn't like to be free, it seems like.
He loves getting in trouble with the law. I don't know if he loves being in jail, prison, locked up, whatever he got going on. He does love it.
He has failed to adhere to the conditions of his probation with this federal gun charge that he had. This is the reason why he was in jail before. And, you know, Donald Trump had to pardon him for him to get out. Yeah, so as a part of Kodak's release, he had to stay inside of this residential program. And I guess they are regularly drug tested there. And he failed one of these drug tests. So now he has to remain in the program for 90 days.
Kodak Black, why? How can you fail it while you got all the supervision on you? People is looking at you in the law for you not to mess up, and you just go ahead and mess it up.
Some people need they weed, I guess.
Guess
some
so.
People gotta smoke. Well, they actually didn't specify that it was weed. According to the paperwork that was obtained by XXL, Kodak had a violation of mandatory condition by unlawfully processing or using a controlled substance. So they didn't actually specify what the substance was, but I'm just gonna go ahead and assume that it was weed. Because people love to smoke weed. I don't know. Rapper, weed goes together, hand in hand.
Yes, it's tied together.
So, yeah, now that he has failed his drug test, he's going to have to stay in the program. I guess at this point, he should just be glad that they're not sending him back behind bars.
Yeah, at this point, because I feel like that would take him all the steps back if he went back into, like, locked up.
But my thing is, if you've gotten a presidential pardon already, you're supposed to still be locked up, but you're out because the president decided to let you get out of jail, which you would have been in until January of 2022 had he not given you the pardon. I would think you would be doing everything you can to make sure that you remain on the other side of the bars. It just seems like he never takes it serious to me whenever he gets into these legal situations.
Right, and something as big as a pardon, like, that's really just getting, like, excuse for your behavior or what's going on, and you kind of don't, like, you're not cooperating right, and you're taking full advantage of it and not really trying to make your life better and things like that. So, I mean, if Kodak Black want to go down that route, I guess it's going to happen, but it sucks that he had, like, this whole thing going for him.
I say just get in the studio, create your music, focus on that, your kids, and nothing else. That I feel like that is all Kodak Black should worry about. Don't be on Instagram worried about Carisha from the City Girls, Young Miami, and trying to holler at her and be funny on social media. Worry about what's really in front of you, because I don't think people realize, like, what's at stake. in right. certain situations. But either way, best of luck to Kodak Black. Hope all the best for him. Now, let's get on to something more positive. So, Wale, who I had just mentioned on Tuesday's episode of the podcast, like how we want to see him at Dreamville Festival this year. Well, I think he must have heard the podcast because mm-hmm. he just announced a brand new collaboration with J. Cole yesterday.
Yep, he took to Twitter and all he put was "For Lauren, Cole World, 3 p.m. tomorrow." And I got a picture of himself and J. Cole posing in front of a pink background.
Now, I can tell just by from how polished the photo was that this is about to be something dope. It's about to be either a song or a merch collaboration, maybe an EP, mixtape. It's going to be something that's polished and well put together. More than likely a song, but it could be any of those things, judging by the photo. That's just what I think.
Yeah, I'm curious, too, because, I mean, Wale does have his single with Chris Brown going on Angles. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if this will pop off as a single or he's just doing it, you know, like, you know, we teamed up, we linked up. It's been a while and the song's going to be out on streaming or what they're going to do with it. But I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, it comes out at 3 today. And, you know, Cole and Wale, whenever they collab on a song, it's just always a moment. Like, even before the J. Cole concert a few days ago, my friend and I were listening to My Boy, their last song they put out together, on the way to the concert. And we just like, dang, like, they need to link up again. Mm-hmm. And then Wale came out at one of the off-season tour shows. So I feel like maybe that's when they cut this or that's yeah. when they linked up for whatever this is. And then now it's coming out. So I feel like the time is just right. If they put this out, this, to me, solidifies that Wale is going to be on the Dreamville Fest stage this year.
Oh, for sure.
I have no valid information to back that up, but my own intuition and my own hunch about it. Like, if this is a song or an EP or anything of that sort, I feel like that guarantees that Wale will be on the Dreamville Festival stage in 2022.
For sure. And there's no official lineup for Dreamville Fest right now if you are planning on going. We can only imagine that, yeah, Dreamville will be there, like the members of the label. But we got to have a couple extras. And I would think Wale, if they do partner up, like you said, for this project or single or whatever, mm-hmm. then, yeah, he got to be there.
Exactly. But we'll see in a few hours. Now, speaking of other collaborations, we have Jay-Z and Kid Cudi who are linking up for this new song on this new movie soundtrack for the movie The Harder They Fall. Now, this is a new Netflix movie, and they put out the trailer for this on Tuesday, September 28th. And when I tell you, I didn't hear anything about this movie, but some of these actors that they have in it are some of my favorites. Regina King, Delroy Lindo, Lakeith Stanfield, Dion Cole, who's hilarious, Jonathan Majors, who I didn't even know he acted. I just thought he was Kim Kardashian's friend.
Right.
But he's in it. Idris Elba. Like, you have a good cast for this movie. And I'm just mad I didn't hear anything about it until now.
Yeah, I feel like the actors who are in this, I feel like I've seen them in something, but I didn't know it was for the movie or even the movie The Harder They Fall mm-hmm. coming on Netflix. But I definitely saw them, clips of them coming around, but I didn't know what it was for. So here we go.
So, yeah, the movie is actually going to be a Western flick about two rival groups of cowboys and cowgirls, and they're going head-to-head, and one of the leaders of the crews gets released from prison, and when one of the cowboys finds out that, you know, his enemy is back out here on the streets, you know they got to go look for revenge, and then drama ensues from there. So, should be a good movie, but the song that Jay and Cudi are doing doesn't actually have a title that's out yet, so we just kind of heard a little bit of it. We didn't actually hear what it's called, or we don't know if anyone else is on the song or what. We just know what we've heard so far. The movie itself was co-written and directed by James Samuel, and the film was also written by Bose Yakin, produced by Jay-Z, Samuel, James Lasseter, and Lawrence Bender. So those are a couple of the people that are involved in the project. And being that it's on Netflix, I'm definitely watching. I got my subscription already. So
yep,
whenever
here.
It drops, I'm here for it. I'm watching, especially with this cast. This cast is really what drew me in. I mean, I'm excited about the new Jay and Cudi song and all, but really it's the cast for me.
Yeah, the cast, the plot. And you know Netflix is going to make it like the first movie when you open it up when it drops. So there's no reason why you can't miss it.
Exactly. So The Harder They Fall coming soon. Now, let's talk about this new Latto. This, because she's just been foot on the gas 100% recently. She just dropped a new freestyle over a classic instrumental, and this was on Revolt's show, The Off Top Series.
So yeah, the freestyle she dropped is over Mobb Deep's Shook Ones Part 2, and it's part of that Revolt series you were talking about.
And you know that's a classic instrumental, so I was like, we're going to need you to come hard on this, Lotto. We can't play any games with Shook Ones, but she delivered. Let's get a little bit of it.
Big, Lotto. Yeah. The biggest. Yeah. Lotto, 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 Lotto. Look, the name Lotto, short for the lottery. So if a nigga hit, I could take him out of poverty. Huh, nah, for real, honestly, I put words together better than an apostrophe. Investments and property, I'm not gonna be another white man's mockery. The jury and the cars ain't a lot to me. Generational wealth has always been a plot for me. Everywhere I go, I mob deep. I ain't one of them Shook Ones that's gon' dodge beef. Lotto LeBron James when I drop heat. I got quality control, nigga, call P. I'm a go-getter, real cold killer. On these beats, all the real bitches gon' feel her. Ain't shit sweet, so I hope to stay bitter. Came up from the basement, nigga ass tigger.
Damn. Nah, she ain't that low-key. Like, the wordplay, it was the wordplay for me. It was the metaphors. The way she just took two words with opposing definitions, like the juxtapositions. Lotto, okay, I'm impressed. And I love the flip she did on her name, because, you know, that was a whole big problem for her in the past. Mm-hmm. People were asking her to change her name from Mulatto, and she changed it to Lotto. And people were basically like, well, that's just a shortened version of Mulatto.
Right.
But on this, she made it clear, like, all right, Lotto is now short for lottery. So
hello.
It's completely, the Mulatto thing is completely dead. So I love that she clarified that. I love that it sounded like she might have really been freestyling. Like, it didn't sound pre-written. Because usually when people go to these freestyle shows and they spit whatever, you can tell, like, all right, they're spitting this with such confidence. You can tell it's coming from memory.
Yeah.
But the way she was spitting that almost sounded like she really was coming up with it on the spot. And being that the show is called Off Top, maybe she really was coming with it off top.
Yeah, I could see that too. Like, it makes sense. But I think a lot of it was just really on our necks this final quarter and for the rest of the year and next year. I think she's really going to be a staple the way she's coming lately. So
exactly. And she is working on her album, finishing it up, as she stated in a Billboard article recently. So she's coming back to back with it, because it wasn't that long ago that she put out her last album, and she's consistently stayed out there since then, jumping on other people's songs. She's on 5-5 with 2C, which is a hit to me.
Same.
And I don't understand why that song isn't getting, like, more recognition and traction. Like, that song is fire. 5-5 is a vibe. So she's on that with 2C. She just got out, she just put out the song with the Mariah Carey sample, The Big Energy. Mm-hmm. She got the Fantasy sample. That's crazy, because how did you get that sample cleared?
Like, right.
I can't even think of anyone in recent years that's been able to sample Mariah's Fantasy. So that's another thing. Lotto's just got her foot on necks right now. That's all I can say about her.
She really do.
I think that's a great note to end on today, though. I'm about to run that freestyle back, so we'll have to get at y'all later. But that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening at, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, all of it. Make sure you're following the podcast. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.